I talked earlier on a very narrow definition, I think, that Duncan Gay, the Roads Minister, has used to determine that women are better drivers than men. And it follows the fact that women, as a proportion, are greater recipients of discounts on their licences, which means they've driven for 5 years without a single demerit point against their name. Is it necessarily the best barometer? Ian Luff is the principal of Drive to Survive, and he's on the line. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Stuart.
There's a whole heap of factors. Should we focus on demerit points necessarily?
Look, I don't believe that's a very strong barometer at all.
Right.
Because there's too many other factors involved. And I think the first thing that people have to look at, no matter what type of motor vehicle is being driven, motor vehicles don't discriminate in vehicle crashes or vehicle incidents. So, you know, to sit back and say that, you know, women are better drivers, I mean, people can pump their chest and say that they're a great driver, haven't had a crash for the last 20 years, but who knows, they might have caused a whole lot of carnage.
Well, this is always the question, isn't it? I mean, you can say, well, look, I've never had a demerit point, never been pulled over. But if you potter back and forwards, you might work close to home, you might pick up the kids from school, other things. You're not necessarily on the roads. The length of time that courier drivers are, taxi drivers are, or many other drivers who, say, travel from our west or northwest into the city and back each day.
Well, look, you've touched on a very good point, Stuart, and it's so true. If you go and ask any of the insurance companies, the actuaries, which are like the bookies, they work out the odds on
accidents and claims,
and so forth. And they're pretty smart because they'll work out what premium. If a driver, let's say male or female, is only doing 10,000 Ks a year, and you just touched on the professional driver, whether it be the courier, they could be doing anything up to 100,000 Ks, so the odds are 10 to 1. If you don't drive a car, you can't crash it. And, you know, we've got a Drive to Survive program being run today out here at Sydney Dragway with about 25 people from retail, P-platers, up to professional drivers. We've even got an ambulance driver here. And we really have to come back to making any person, whether it be male or female, we've got to change the behaviour. Once you've changed the driver behaviour, you've got safer roads for everyone, including pedestrians and cyclists. So it's a no-brainer to pick on the whole statistics and saying, oh, well, demerit points for a judge. I think that Duncan's got that one a little bit wrong.
Look, it was a bit of an off-the-cuff remark as much as anything else, but, you know, much has been made of this fact that you now have these half-price licences, and I can happily put my hand up as someone who was recently the beneficiary of those half-price licences. Now, I wouldn't say I'm the greatest driver in the world, but obviously the last couple of years I've been lucky. I admit occasionally you'll creep over the speed limit. I probably haven't always stopped at every single stop sign. You have a look, obviously. But so there'd be areas where if someone was over my shoulder, they could have booked me, but I've been lucky over that five-year period, and I'm sure there are many other drivers in exactly the same situation.
Well, yeah, you're 100% right there, Stuart. And the other thing that people have to take into consideration, motor vehicle technology has changed dramatically. We've got a lot more, you know, what we call safer five-star safety vehicles on the road. Now, any person, male or female, no matter how many demerit points they've got or whatever their driving history is, if you're driving an unsafe car, a good example, if it's got bald tyres, I mean, tread on tyres is not for passing registration.
Yep.
It's designed to get rid of water to stop aquaplaning.
Yes.
Now, the most skilled driver in the world in an unsafe car is still at a greater risk.
Yep.
And, you know, you've got to get people aware of how technology functions, and that's where I guess you could say better education programs really need to come in. And if you know, they've got to be serious. The government has to be serious, both state and federal, and sit back and say we've got a multi-billion dollar road carnage problem. Just doing a three-point turn and a reverse parking license is a joke.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true, mate. Good to chat with you, Ian.
Always, Stuart.
Yeah, appreciate your time, mate.
Safe driving.
Good stuff. Ian Luff, for the principal of Drive to Survive, he makes a very good point on that score. And I just wonder what you think about that as demerit points being the only barometer. It may be you figure you're a pretty good driver who's just a good driver out of luck. But it just so happens you've been booked a couple of times recently.